弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
哎呀，这么小声，后面坐的这么疏疏散散的，后面的都到前面来，好吧？后面五排的人都移到前面来。
So quiet. I asked that the people sitting in the last five rows to move up to the front, so we're not so seated so sparsely.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
很抱歉，今天因为我个人的原因，所以要把你们的聚会的程序有点改动。
I apologize that for my personal reasons, we have to change the program you have this morning around a little bit.
今天早上我们要来分享一篇很简单的信息。
This morning, I want to share with you a very simple message.
其实信息越简单越难讲。
Actually, the simpler the message, the more difficult it is to preach.
你越熟悉的经文，你却摆在生活里面的时候，你有时候就很容易就忽略过去。
If you take some very familiar verses and you put it in your real life, it's very easy to overlook them.
在哥林多前书里面有一段经文是我们大家都很喜欢的。
In 1 Corinthians, there are some verses that we truly love.
那就是我们平常讲的《哥林多前书》十三章里面的有一段话叫做《爱的诗篇》。
It is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's a chapter that we call it the excellence of love.
那里讲到说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
There it says, love is patience, love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂、不做害羞的事。
It says that love is not jealous, love does not brag, and is not arrogant, and does not act unbecomingly.
我们常常喜欢在人家结婚的时候、婚礼的时候，我们送这一段经文。
Very often during a wedding, we give people, we present the couple with these verses.
而且我们也常常勉励说，这一段经文是应该在我们日常生活中能够行出来的。
And then we say these verses are things that we can act out in our daily lives.
因此当我们看到第一句说爱是恒久忍耐的时候，
So therefore when we see the first few words, love is patience.
我们就忍耐忍耐忍耐。
And therefore we endure and we have patience.
当我们看到别人对我不礼貌的时候，别人得罪我的时候，我就要尽量的忍耐。
And then when other people offend us,And then we do our best to endure and have the patience.
尤其这一段经文，你发现他从爱是恒久忍耐开始，一直到最后说又是又说凡事忍耐，而且说永不止息。
And then it starts by saying love is patience, and then in the end it says that love endures all things.
所以我们来看的时候，我们发现爱的一个特质就是忍耐。
And then we see the special characteristic of love is that love is patient.
可是我们也要很清楚地知道说，这个忍耐如果不是从你的生命里面发出来的话。
But we also have to know that if this patience does not come from your life.
那这个忍耐也只不过是一条很难守的诫命。
Then this patience becomes this very difficult commandment to keep.
尤其我们在读旧约的时候，我们说旧约里那么多的律法实在是很难守。
We say that in the Old Testament, all these commandments are so difficult to keep.
你只要犯了其中最小的一条，你就是犯了所有的律法。
Because if you offend and you violate the smallest of the commandments, then you violated them all.
所以如果我们不明白我们是要靠耶稣基督的生命来成全这个律法的话。
So therefore, if we do not understand that it is through the life of Jesus Christ that we fulfill the commandment, that we fulfill the law.
那不但旧约的那些十条诫命，还有生活上的典章细节，我们守不住。
Then it is not only the Ten Commandments and the laws and the details from the Old Testament that we cannot keep.
就是这么简单的一句话说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，我们也做不到。
Then the simple verse that says love is patient, love is kind, we cannot keep that either.
所以我今天想从另外一种，想从用一种另外的方式让我们来体会这一句话。
So therefore, I want us to feel for this verse from another angle.
那就是说，耶稣是我们的生命。
And that is to say, Christ is our life.
所以这一段话，耶稣就是爱。
So therefore, for these, for this passage, Jesus is love.
所以当我们说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈的时候，我们可以这么说，耶稣就是恒久忍耐，耶稣就是有恩慈。
Then when we see love is patient and love is kind, we can also substitute it by saying that Jesus is patient and Jesus is kind.
所以我们如果用这个角度来体会，盼望神能够开启我们的眼睛，让我们知道我们里面实在已经有耶稣基督的生命，我们只要让耶稣基督显大出来的时候，这一段话就可以很实际的用在我们的生活里头。
Then I hope that when we look at it from another angle, that the Lord will open our eyes to show us that Jesus Christ is already living in us. So therefore, if we allow Him to live at large, then we can already live out this verse.
所以我们要从一段很简单的马可福音的经文里面，我们来看这一段经文的注解。
So I want to explain this passage using some verses from Mark.From the book of Mark.
马可福音第十章四十五节到五十二节是这样说的。
A Gospel book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45 through 52 says,
我特别要从四十五节开始。
I especially want to start with verse 45.
那里开始说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
It starts by saying, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
圣经把这一段话记载在后面的 一段故事里头。
The Bible records this verse with the story later.
接下来他讲说，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多的人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。
Then it says, Then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road.
他听见拿撒勒的耶稣就喊着说大卫的子孙啊可怜我吧
Then he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene He began to cry out and say Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me
有许多人责备他不许他作声他却越发大声喊着说大卫的子孙可怜我吧
Many were sternly telling him to be quiet But he kept on crying out all the more Son of David, have mercy on me
有许耶稣就站住说叫他过来他们就叫那瞎子对他说放心起来他叫你了
And Jesus stopped and said call him here So they called the blind man saying to him take courage stand up he is calling for you
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里耶稣说要我为你做什么
Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you?
瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him,Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately, he regained his sight and began following him on the road.
我们今天要从这一段简单的故事里面来看到有三种人物，三个人物的反应。
Today, using this simple story, we want to look at the reaction of three different characters.
在这个反应里面，我们来体会什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐。又有恩慈。
And from these reactions, we want to understand what it means for love to be patient and for love to be kind.
我想用另外的一种比较生活化的注解来解释说，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈的意义。
I want to use another way to explain, a more common way to explain what it means to say love is patient and love is kind.
有四句话我要用来说明这个意义。
I want to use four sentences to explain this.
那就是爱就是有时间。
That is, love is to have time.
爱就是不怕麻烦。
And love is to not be afraid of troubles.
这就是爱是很久忍耐的意思，就是有时间不怕麻烦。
And that is, love is patient. It is to have time and not to be afraid of troubles.
什么叫做爱是又有恩慈呢？
What does it mean to say love is kind?
就是我能够体会别人的感觉。
And that is, I can understand others' feelings.
而且我能够尊重并且保护别人的尊严。
And also to be able to respect and protect others' dignity.
所以我们再来看看这四句话。
And now let's look at these four sentences.
爱是有时间。
Love is to have time.
爱是不怕麻烦。
Love is to not be afraid of trouble.
爱是能够体会别人的感觉。
Love is to understand how others feel.
而且爱是能够尊重保护人的尊严。
And love is to respect and protect other people's dignity.
当这几句话我们放到这一段经文的时候，
When we use these statements, when we put these statements to this verse,
我们来看这个瞎子的反应。
Let us look at the reaction of the blind man.
这个在经文里面说到，瞎子一听到耶稣经过的时候，他就喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。”
It says in a verse that as soon as the blind man heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene who's coming by, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
当有许多人的责备他，叫他不要吵，安静的时候，他越发大声的喊说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。”
When many people rebuked him and told him to be quiet, he cried out even more, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
如果你把你自己摆入这一幅图画里头
，If you put yourself in that picture。
我今天的目的是希望让耶稣从圣经里面走出来，就走在我们中间的时候，你来想想体会这一段经文。
Today my purpose is for Jesus to walk out of the scripture to be just here among us for you to be able to feel for these verses.
我们怎么看这个瞎子呢？
How do we look at this blind man?
我们说他实在是没有礼貌。
We say he is so impolite.
他只想到解决自己的问题，却不顾别人的行程表，别人的时间。
We say he is only concerned with himself and doesn't care about other people's matters.
你在生活里面有没有常常碰到这样的人事物？
Have you ever encountered people or things like that in your life?
就在今天早上，我要从我接了人送到教会，我要赶过来的时候。
After I picked up someone and dropped them off at church, and then was on my way here.
就在我正要走出教堂的时候，就有几个年长者进来了。
As I was just about to leave the church, a couple elderly came in.
突然有一位他就拿了一张纸，他就跑到我身边，就抓着我说：“金弟兄，请你给我翻译成中文。”
And one of them came to me with a sheet of paper and said, Brother King, can you translate this for me into Chinese?
我大致一看，大概是他要申请健康保险的，有很多需要补上的材料。
And when I looked at it, I realized that it's a healthcare application where he needed to fill in a lot of information.
他可能没有想到我马上要有事情，我要走，所以他就抓着我就要坐下来，就要我马上给他填翻译成中文。
Perhaps he didn't realize that I have something else I have to do that I needed to leave right away. So he wanted me to sit down and fill it out for him right away.
你的反应是怎么样呢？
So what is then your reaction?
这是对我的也是一个考验啊，我今天要讲有时间啊，爱是有时间啊。
So it's a test for me because today I have to preach that love is to have time.
爱是不怕麻烦啊。
And love is to be not afraid of troubles.
所以当我要很有礼貌的让他不受伤害的，要把他交给别人来帮助他的时候，就要操练怎么保护人的尊严，对不对？
So as I have to figure out a way to hand this off to someone else, I have to, it's a practice for me to do so in a way that protects his dignity.
所以我们看到这里，当这个瞎子他坐在路旁，好像已经等了很久了，看到耶稣跟着一群人过来的时候，他不管别人在做什么，不管耶稣在赶什么行程，他马上大叫起来说，大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
So this blind man, he's been sitting on the road for a long time, and when he saw Jesus, he didn't care about Jesus' schedule or anything else. He cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
这时候我们先看别的人的反应是怎么样。
So now let's look at how other people reacted.
圣经告诉我们说，有许多人责备他，叫他不准出声。
The scripture tells us that many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but to tell him to be quiet.
我们今天想，就很多人就讲 ，be quiet, shut up, 就是这个意思。
And today we can imagine many people standing there saying, "Be quiet, shut up."
你这么没有礼貌，你是个讨饭的瞎子。
You are so impolite and without manner. You're a blind beggar.
你不知道我们的夫子刚刚才从变相山上下来，他才行过许多的神迹吗？
Don't you know that our rabbi had just come down from the mountain of transfiguration and that he had done many miracles?
而且这个时候，我们就想到了门徒为什么看到他这样子吵，叫他不要作声呢？
So.Why are his disciples telling him to be quiet and not to yell?
当然，他是个讨饭的瞎子，可能外表啊，什么样子都很不是讨人喜欢的。
Perhaps because he's a blind beggar, his appearance his appearance is not attractive.
可是我们想，这些门徒们，这些旁边的人，他们阻挡一个人来打断耶稣的行程，并不只是因为。这个原因。
But those people who stopped him to disrupt Jesus, it wasn't just because he's a blind beggar.
对不起，我应该说，并不是因为他们很忙要赶路。
It wasn't just because they were so busy that they have to get on the road.
他们可能是因为这个人是一个瞎子，而且是不没有是一个讨饭的。
It may not be that they were in such a hurry to get on the road and get on there with their schedule. It may be because that this is a blind man who is a beggar.
你记得不记得在福音书里面也记得说有一个百夫长，他来为他的仆人来求耶稣，说耶稣正在忙的时候，他说你能不能到我家去一下，帮我医治我的仆人。
Do you remember in the gospel book there was a government official who came to Jesus to say, "Can you please come to my house and save my servant?"
结果他这样要求的时候，旁边很多的人就来告诉耶稣说，夫长，你应该去，请你去医治他的仆人。
And when he did that, there were many people around who said to Jesus, "You should go and save his servant."
他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
他们说你给他行这个事情是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，而且为我们建造了会堂。
Because they say to him, you do this for him, for he is worthy, because he loves us, and he has built this synagogue for us.
所以在我们天然人的观念里面，什么人配得恩典呢？
So in our natural instinct, what kind of people are worthy of blessings?
他必须是一个好人，他也做好事。
He has to be a good man doing good deeds.
他又为我们建造会堂，他爱我们，他实在是太有功劳了。
Because he loves us and he has built a synagogue for us, that he has done so many good things.
因此在我们天然人的观念里面，我们说这样的人配得恩典，讨饭的瞎子不配得恩典。
So then, in our natural perspective, we say this kind of man is worthy of blessings, and the blind beggar is not worthy.
我们是不是常常有这种心态在我们里头？
Do we not often have this kind of thinking in us?
所以当旁边的人责备他，不许他作声的时候，
So therefore, when many people were rebuking him to be quiet,
即使在他们的心里面，他们是说没有时间，我怕麻烦。我不要体会人的感觉，我根本不顾他的尊严。
In their heart, what they're saying is that we don't have time for him, and that we don't want to be bothered or be troubled with him, And we don't want to protect or think about his dignity.
当我在读这一段经文，在听这一段经文，在想这一段经文的时候，我就想到我自己就是有这样的反应。
And when I was reading this, and when I was thinking about it, and was when I was feeling these verses, I thought that I am like that.
我就想起差不多有十多年前的时候，有一年的纽约灵命晋升会，他们希望我能够做讲员的接待。
About more than a decade ago, during the East Coast summer conference, I was asked to take care of the speaker.
这一位讲员那一年是一位加州的老牧师，叫做曾林芳牧师。你们中间或许有人记得，他那个时候大概八十岁左右，他是一个身体很微弱的、很衰弱的一个老人。
And they wanted me to be a caretaker, and that year the speaker is Brother Zen from California, and at that time he was already over 80 years old and physically very weak.
纽约灵命晋升会是在每年的七月四号的周末，是夏天的时候举行的。
The Summer East Coast Conference happens every year during the July 4th weekend.
可是当我扶他的时候，我跟他在一起的时候，他给我看他里面穿了多少件的棉毛裤跟毛衣。
So as I was helping him, he showed me how many layers of clothing he was wearing.
因为他很怕冷，手脚都是冷的。
Because he's very afraid of cold, and his hand and feet are all cold.
身体很虚弱。
He was very weak.
所以每次他讲完道的时候，我的责任就是赶快要把他带回宿舍去休息。
So my responsibility at the end of his sermon is to bring him back to his dorm to rest as quickly as possible.
而这一位老牧师呢，他因为服侍过很多的人，所以很多的人认识他，而且他的讲道又非常的风趣，非常的生活化，许多的人都想在他讲完道以后留住他，跟他谈话。
So this brother, because he has served for many years, many people knew him, and because the way he preached is so humorous and he integrates everything into daily life, that everyone wants to continue to talk to him after his preaching.
所以每次他从讲台下来的时候，你就看到有好多人冲上前去，有的塞人参给他，有人泡了什么什么。什么汤给他 就通通挤上来了。
So as he was walking off the stage, people would come and crowd toward him, and they would give him the ginseng, and they would give him the soup that they've cooked, and they would all come to him.
那我那个时候我的感觉是怎么样呢？
So how did I feel at that time?
我的做法，我的感觉就像这些旁边的人一样。
So what I did and how I felt were precisely like those people who were standing there.
走开走开，老牧师很累的，不要过来，不要过来，走开，他要回去休息了。
I would tell everybody to step away, because the preacher is so tired that he needs to go back to rest.
因为那是我的任务，对不对？
Because that was my job.
可是当我推开人，当我叫人家 stop 的时候，我们的老牧师说没有关系，让他们过来。
But as I push people away to tell them to step away, the old preacher told me that it's okay to let them come.
十几年过去了，我一点没有想到我那个时候做的有什么不对。
It's been more than a decade, and I never thought what I did was wrong.
一直当我在思想什么叫做爱是有时间。爱是不怕麻烦，爱是能够保护人的尊严的时候，我才发现我是大错特错了。
It is not until when I thought about love is to have time, and love is not to be afraid of trouble, and love is to be able to protect and keep other people's dignity, that I realized that I was wrong.
所以你看到，我们看了瞎子的反应，看到了旁边人的反应。
So we see the reaction of the blind man, and we see the reaction of those people who are standing by.
那我们现在来看耶稣怎么样活出这个爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
So let us now see how Jesus lives out love is patient and love is kind.
经文里面说，耶稣就站住，对旁边人说，叫他过来。
And the scripture says Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here."
耶稣有时间哦。
Jesus has time.
耶稣不怕麻烦。
And Jesus was not afraid of trouble.
所以当你在你的很忙的行程里面。被人家要打断你的行程的时候，你有没有时间？你怕麻烦吗？
So in your very busy schedule, when other people are interrupting you, do you have time for them?
然后耶稣接下来就问他说，要我为你做什么？
And then Jesus asked him, "What can I do? What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣体会人的感觉。
Jesus understands how others feel.
他知道这个瞎子你要想要做一件事，想要一个东西，他说要我为你做什么。
He knew that the blind man wants something, so he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
在什么样的心态之下，我们会跟人说要我为你做什么？
Under what kind of attitude do we ask people, "What do you want me to do for you?"
你说过这样的话吗？
Have you ever said this?
你经常说这样的话吗？
Do you often say this?
什么人会跟你说这样的话呢？
Who would say this to you?
我想起来，我到饭店坐下来的时候，那个侍者会说，我能够为你做什么？
I remember if I go to a restaurant, then the waiter would ask, I would sit down and the waiter would ask me, "What can I do for you?"
你明天上班的时候，突然你老板走到你旁边说，我能够为你做什么？
If tomorrow you go to work and your boss comes over to you and say, "What can I do for you?"
你恐怕会吓一跳，很不自然，对不对？
You'll be afraid and it wouldn't be natural.
所以我们以为这样的问话是应该是个仆人，就是一个仆人要来伺候我们的人，他才应该这样问的。
So in our mind, it is a servant, someone who is going to serve you, who would ask such a question.
可是耶稣就这样问。要我能够为你做什么？
But that is what Jesus asked. What do you want me to do for you?
人子来不是要人服侍他，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
当耶稣这样的问他的时候，瞎子说：“我要能看见。”
When Jesus asked him this, the blind man said, "I want to regain my sight."
当耶稣医治他的时候，把他的眼睛医好了以后，耶稣还说了一句特别奇怪的话。
And after Jesus healed him, Jesus said a very strange statement.
耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了。”
Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well."
当我们一直想这个经文的时候，这个瞎子做了什么？
So when we think about this verse, we think, what has this blind man done?
他得医治的是完全是耶稣做的。为什么耶稣说，好像说你是你的，因为你有信心，所以你得到了医治。
To regain his sight, it was all Jesus doing. But why did Jesus seem to be saying, you healed yourself, that your faith has healed you?
耶稣还要把这个功劳，好像说不是我单独做的，你也有份，你因为你有信心，所以今天你得了医治。
So Jesus did not take all of the reward. He wanted to praise the man to say, "You also partook in this process."
尊重并且保护人的尊严。
To respect and also to protect others' dignity.
耶稣说：“你的信救了你。”这句话不是随便讲的。
Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." That is not a light statement to make.
他不是只是一个客气话对这个瞎子说，哦，说你很好，你很好，你的信救了你。
He did not. It wasn't. He wasn't just trying to be polite to say, "You're a good man. Your faith has made you well."
这句话跟信心有极大的关系的。
This statement has a lot to do with faith.
因为这个瞎子他看到耶稣的时候，他大声的怎么称呼耶稣啊？
Because when the blind man saw Jesus, he cried out, and what did he call Jesus?
他说什么？大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。
He said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
如果我们熟悉旧约的话，我们知道 在旧约的先知书里面已经说到有一位救主，有位弥赛亚要从大卫的苗裔，大卫的后裔出来。
If we are familiar with the Old Testament, then we know that in the Old Testament, it has already mentioned that there will come the descendant of David.
而且在以赛亚书里面说，这一位弥赛亚在出来的时候，他有一个表现是什么呢？
And in Jeremiah, it said that when this Messiah comes, there is a manifestation.
他说那个时候瞎子的眼睛要睁开，聋子的耳朵要看，要开通。那时候，哑巴的舌头要能够歌唱，瘸子要能够像鹿一样的跳跃。
It said that when this happens, that the blind man will see, the deaf will hear, the leper will jump as a deer, and the mute will be able to sing.
所以你看，当他说大卫的子孙可怜我吧的时候，他像这一位要来的弥赛亚，他知道他有能力可以使我的眼睛能够看见。
So when he cried out to the son of David, he knew that this is the Messiah who can open his eyes.
当施洗约翰被关在监牢里的时候，
When Baptist John was jailed,
他的信心软弱了，他猜他的门徒去问耶稣说，那个要来的弥赛亚是不是你呢？
He was weak in his faith and he asked his disciples to go to Jesus to ask him, Are you the Messiah who is to come?
耶稣告诉他门徒说，你们去告诉约翰，说，就你去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
And Jesus said that go and testify what you have seen and what you have heard to John, and that is the blind can see, the crippled can walk, the leper is cleansed, the deaf can hear, the dead is resurrected, and the poor have the gospels preached to them.
所以我们这里看到，当这个瞎子他听到了耶稣在各地行的神迹的时候，他从信心里面他知道这一位就是我们一直等候的弥赛亚。
So when the blind man heard about all these miracles and all these signs that Jesus has performed, he knew that this is the Messiah.
所以当耶稣经过的时候，他把握这个机会，他就不顾他个人的羞耻，他在众人面前拦住耶稣，大声地说，我要医治我吧。
So when Jesus passed by him, he did not care about the personal humiliation, and he cried out to Jesus to say, I want to be healed.
他相信耶稣是不仅是一个能够行神迹在物质界的神。
He believed that Jesus is not only a God who can perform miracles in this material world.
他能够使五饼二鱼，五饼二鱼供应多少人，五千人的这个需要，而且他能够使水变酒。
Because he is the one who can turn the five bread and two fishes to supply for 5,000 people, and he's the one who can turn water into wine.
他不但能够在物质界行神迹，他能够在自然界平静风和浪。
He not only can perform signs in the material world, he can calm the storm in the natural world.
而且他能够在灵界里面一并赶鬼。
And in the spiritual world, he can chase away the demon and heal.
所以我们看到这一段简单的故事里头，我们看到了怎么样子来体验爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈的经义。
So from this very simple story, we can feel, we can understand what it means for love to be patient and for love to be kind.
那这一段的经文，这样的体会对我们的生活有什么影响呢？
So this kind of understanding, how does it impact our life?
有时间不怕麻烦，你是怎么样在你的生活里面活出这个见证？
How do you live out the testimony of having time for others and not be afraid of trouble?
我常常发现这个 这个差不多可以不能讲真理，也差不多是个定律了。
Perhaps this is not a truth, but it's a law. It's a principle.
那就是快的人一定碰到慢的人。
And that is the people who are quick always encounter people who are slow.
尤其夫妻中间。
Especially as a couple.
有一个粗心的人一定碰到一个细心的人。
Someone who is very careful, very cautious will always encounter someone who is not slow.
家里常常有个人就是东西乱丢乱摆，那另外一个人就是跟在后面捡。
There's always someone who will put things everywhere in the house, and there's always the other who is going after him or her to organize, to put things in order.
有一个人就很在乎，怎么今天是我的生日，你又忘记了？今年是几？我们结婚几周年？我考你的事。
And there's always someone who will always ask, "What day is my birthday? And how many years have we been married?"
那另外一个人就是每天都一样，日日都一样，没有什么稀奇的。
And the other person is every day is the same. There's no difference.
所以当夫妻或者父母儿女中间，你个性不同的时候，非常不一样。你跟你的同事、跟你的同工很不同的时候，你怎么样来显出爱是恒久忍耐
？So if in your life with your spouse or your parents, people in your family, or with the coworkers here in church, when your personalities are so dramatically different, how do you live out love is patience?
你怎么体会人的感觉？
How do you understand how others feel?
你在人际关系冲突的时候，意见不同的时候，你注意到要保护人的尊严吗？
When there is a conflict, and when there's a conflict, do you try to protect other people's dignity?
我自己回想我很多很多的失败，就是因为我以为我单刀直入是最好的方法。
I think about the many, many failures that I've had, and I realize that it is because I often think that the direct way is the best way.
尤其在我们家庭生活里面，你哪里说什么，我太太讲了一句话很不对我来讲很不同意的话，或者很不对的话，我哪里有时间，我哪里有耐性，我不赶快一针就见血就刺进去，不是就把问题就解决了吗？
If my wife says something that I completely do not agree with, how can I have time and patience? I would just directly point out how she's wrong and that would solve the problem.
她还没有讲完，我就知道她现在没有讲什么，我就打断她的话，我不要讲了，我知道了，就这么办。
And she's not even finished, and I would say, I know what you're going to say. That's it. Let's just do it.
所以这个习惯养成了。今天我的同工来跟我讲话的时候
，And as I have this habit, when my coworkers come to talk to me,
他还没有讲我，我说我知道了，不要讲了，就这么办。
And then I would say the same thing to them. I would say, I know what you're going to say. Let's just do it.
或许更糟糕的是，当我们在为着一个问题不同的看法的时候，我们的态度就粗鲁起来。
And the worst is when we have a difference of opinion, then we become rude.
没有办法体会人的感觉。
We cannot understand how others feel.
更不要谈说我保护人的尊严。
And forget about trying to protect other people's dignity.
所以我们静下来想着说，哦，原来我有很多的失败。就是因为我没有明白什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
And as we sit down to think about it, we realize that so many of our failures is because we don't understand what it means to say love is patient and love is kind.
我常常发现那个路加福音十五章里面讲那个浪子回家的比喻里面，实在有太多太多的真理在里头。
I often think that the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, there is so much truth in that story.
他不但讲到一个人的灵魂得救，他回到父神的怀里。
It not only talk about someone who is spiritually saved to return to the Father's bosom.
一个人完全在最终绝望的时候，他的天父是怎么样的毫无条件的那里接纳我们，等候我们回家。
it talks about how someone, when he is hopeless, when he is at the end of the road, how the Heavenly Father unconditionally loves us and welcomes us and welcomes us back.
我从那两个兄弟的那个反应里面，我也实在看到很多的本相。
And in the reaction of the two brothers, I also see much of myself.
那个在家的那个儿子，他没有办法体会父亲的心。
The brother, the older brother who stayed at home, he cannot understand how his father felt.
当小儿子回家的时候，他是该死，他是该打，他不是不应该再来分我的产业。
The younger brother, when he returned, he should be dead. He certainly should not be coming back to partake in my inheritance.
尤其父亲还说去宰的那个牛羊给他，那个牛羊现在是我的，他的那一份早就用光了。
And the father said to kill the fattened calf and to kill the sheep for the feast. That calf and that sheep is mine. His is already wasted.
有没有道理啊？是有道理的。
Is he right? He is right.
可是这个大儿子能够体会父亲的心吗？
But this older son, can he understand how the father feels?
所以这个父亲说，儿啊，你每天在家里面，你跟我同在，你常常有我，这一切都是你的。可是你能够体会你的弟弟现在回来了，他是一个浪子回头啊。
So the father said, Son, you are with me every day. Everything that is mine is yours. But your younger brother, he is the prodigal son who has returned.
他是失而复得，死而复活的儿子。
He is the one who is lost but now found. He is the one who was dead but is now alive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候在我们的家里，我们在教会，我们在人际关系，如果我们一切都是以事情做工做事情为导向的时候，我们绝对不可能有耐心的。
If we in our daily lives we only look at the matter, then we will not have patience.
事工导向的这种心态是让我们对人没有恩慈，对人没有忍耐。
That kind of attitude will cause us to have no patience and not to have kindness.
使我们对人失去耐心，不顾人的尊严。
It will make us lose patience with others and ignore their dignity.
你在生活里面还有什么时候，我们再来检讨一下，我们有什么时候不把人当做，不把人应该有的尊严给他呢？
Let's think about it. When is it that we don't give people the dignity that they deserve?
比如说，我当过兵，我知道我在军队里面，人家当初训练的人就不把我当做人看。
I've been in the military. I've served in the military, and I know that when I was a soldier, people wouldn't look at me as a person.
当我做错事的时候，他有时候叫我去对着一棵树鞠躬100次，要说对不起，对不起，对不起，对不起。
And when I do something wrong, they would tell me to go face a tree and apologize to the tree 100 times and to bow my head apologizing.
我们在生活上更是，我们看到别人的皮肤的颜色跟我们不一样。
And in our lives, when we see the color of the skin of others to be different from ours,
我们看到别人的教育程度不如我们。
When we look at other people's education level that is not as good as ours,
我们看到别人的行动不如我们方便。
When we look at others when they are not as physically as active as we are,
我们就没有把人的尊严摆在前面。
We do not put people's dignity before us.
有时候我们以为我们是帮助人。
Sometimes we think we're helping others.
安慰人。
We are encouraging them.
我们实在需要神的光照，让我们知道怎么样来保护和体会人的感觉。
We really need God to shine a light on us to help us to.Understand how others feel.
我记得有一次有一位姐妹，她在我们一个小组里面分享的时候，她曾经是一个寡妇，她丈夫死了。
I remember there's a sister who was sharing in our group, and her husband passed away, so she's a widow.
她说到她在 他的有一段很让他很久的时间不能回到教会的一个原因。
She said that for a very long time she was not able to return to church.
她的丈夫，她本来不认识神的，就是她的丈夫得了癌症，住在医院里面已经是末期的时候，她的朋友就介绍我们去到医院去探望她，去安慰她。
They weren't Christians before, but and then her husband had cancer, and it was the last stage.And her friends asked us to go to the hospital to preach gospel to them.
才只有三十多岁那个时候。
At that time, he was only 30 some years old.
那当我们去的时候，我们知道了，慢慢明白了，原来他们夫妻天天吵架打架。
And then we gradually began to understand that this couple was fighting on a daily basis.
所以本来就是非常痛苦的，那么现在她的丈夫已经被诊断是末期了。
And it was a very miserable life. And at that time, her husband was diagnosed with late stage cancer.
所以我们去安慰他、传福音给他的时候，有一位不知道是谁就说了一句这么样的话。
And as we were going there to preach the gospel to them and to encourage them, and I don't remember who it was, said this.
他说你要感谢神，因为现在你的丈夫马上就已经有可以上天堂了。
And he said, you have to thank the Lord because now your husband is just about to go to heaven.
因为他信主，接受耶稣做救主。
Because he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
他说你想想看，他现在就死了哈，比你们离婚天天打架要好得多。
And he said, now if for him to die now, it's better than you guys going through a divorce and fighting on a daily basis.
他说这一句话对他来讲当时是刺的他。他说怎么会这个话到底是在安慰我呢还是在骂我呢
And she, that statement really hurt her. She said, that statement, is that supposed to encourage me or supposed to hurt me?
所以当他讲说我有很久时间我不来教会因为这一句话对我造成很大的伤害。
And he said, that statement,hurt me for a really long time and I wasn't able to come to church for a long time.
当她这样子还带着眼泪在那里讲的时候
as she was telling us this with tears in her eyes,
其实我突然感觉说哎呦这句话是不是我讲的
And all of a sudden I felt, hey, did I say that?
因为我好像觉得好像是事实是这样嘛这个天天打架打到不得了不行了那现在死了好像比你在一直天天缠着好得多。
And because I felt there's some truth to that statement that it's better to be where he is now than to fight every day and then divorce.
当然这个可能不是我可能可是我突然觉得说哎这句话我还蛮认同的嘛。
And perhaps I didn't say it, but I felt like I acknowledge that statement.
哦，我心里面就开始觉得很愧疚，很歉疚，到底是不是我讲的，还是说别人讲，怎么会讲出这样的话呢？
And then I started to feel very guilty, and then I thought, did I say this, or did someone else say this? How can someone say this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们在日常生活跟人谈话的时候，我们没有这个敏感说，我们要保护体会人的感觉，而且要保护人的尊严的时候。
If we...Don't think about how we need to protect and keep other people's dignity when we talk to them.
我们就常常说，我是用爱心说诚实话。
Then we would often say that we are speaking truth, we're speaking truth with love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我就发现，我们对这个爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈这一句话都会背。可是我在生活里面，我就是很多的，有很多要学习操练的地方。
You know, we can all memorize this verse, love is patient and love is kind. But there are many places in our daily lives where we have to practice this.
今天我们从这一段经文里面，我们看到耶稣从这个经文里面走出来。
Today, in this passage, we see how Jesus walks out of these verses.
耶稣就是恒久忍耐，耶稣就是有恩慈。
Jesus is patient and Jesus is kind.
耶稣就是恒久忍耐，他的爱永不止息。
And Jesus is patient, and His love endures forever.
记得我说第一个四十五节那里说， 加在这一段经文前面说，人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Remember, I said that we have to start with the verse that says Jesus, that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
神看重我们的所事，重于我们所做的。
Lord looks more to who we are than what we do.
这就是我们今天要一直提醒我们自己的。
And that is what we need to constantly remind ourselves.
我们到底是什么样的人？
What kind of person are we?
耶稣基督的生命在我里面起了多少的作用？
The life of Jesus Christ in me, how much work does it really do?
我们这样坚固的人，是不是真的能够担待那些软弱人的痛苦？
Strong people like us, can we truly understand the suffering of those who are weaker?
我们是不是凡事不求自己的喜悦？
Is it that in all things we do not seek our own pleasure?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里讲的不是说要你怎么样去行一个律法。
Here, what we're talking about is not for you, is not how you can practice a law.
我们在这里所要讲的是让我们看到耶稣基督的生命是怎么样的一个生命。
What we're talking about here is what kind of life is the life of Jesus Christ.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，当我们常常跟神亲近的时候，我们说，主啊，你的生命，我现在是重生的人，你的生命已经在我里头。
Those of us who have been saved by grace, we say to Lord Jesus, Lord, when we are having our own quiet time with Jesus, then we say, Your life is now in me.
愿你更多的显大，愿我更多的卑微消失。
I pray that you will become bigger and I will diminish to be smaller.
所以我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So therefore, we have to take the heart of Jesus Christ.
当我们知道耶稣的生命在我们里面，我们就让他操练，让他活出来。
When we know that the life of Jesus Christ is in us, then we have to let Him live out, let Him practice.
我们越来慢慢的，我们就不会单顾自己的事情、自己的感觉，而且我们会去顾别人的事、别人的感觉。
And then gradually, we wouldn't only care about our own things and care about our own feelings, and we would care about others.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
但愿今天这个信息对你我都有同样的提醒。
I pray that this message for you today is a reminder for you and I.
好不好？我们来复习一下，我们爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。我们用我们自己生活化的来讲，是有四个点，是哪四点？
Let us review that love is patient and love is kind. That if we explain it in our daily lives, what are the four points?
第一点是什么？爱是什么？
The first point.
有时间。
Love is to have time.
第二点呢？爱是。
The second is to not be afraid of trouble.
第三点呢，爱是尊重、体会别人的感觉。
The third is to understand how others feel.
第四点呢
？The fourth point.
尊重、保护人的尊严。
To respect and protect others' dignity.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
恩主，我们感谢你，因为你是活生生的神。
Gracious Lord, we thank you because you are the living God.
你是个道成肉身住在我们中间的神。
You are the God who has become flesh and live among us.
今天让我们从你的生平的故事里面，我们看到我们自己所需要被蒙光照的地方。
Lord, from your story, shine your light upon us to see, to help us to see.
求主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
让我们常以耶稣基督的心为心。
Let us often take the heart of Jesus Christ as our own heart.
我们不但顾自己的事，我们也顾别人的事。
Not only do we care about our own matters, but we care about others.
而且使我们能够服侍人，不是只是来受人的服侍。
Let us serve others and not only be served.
感谢恩典的主。
We thank the gracious Lord.
我们知道这一切都是你的生命的彰显。
Lord, we know that all of this is the manifestation of your life.
愿你更多的显大，愿我更多、更多、更尽量的卑微。
Lord, may you be manifested even larger, and may I be become smaller. We thank and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.